BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
I'm Reese, I'm 14, and I'm from Weymouth. You might not know this, but I caused a massive pile-up on an escalator. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So, Reese, tell me what happened on the escalator.
Well, it was about 2 or 3 years ago, and basically, it was the week before Christmas. There was loads of people doing their Christmas shopping, and I was going down with my shoelaces undone, and they got caught in the bottom stair bit.
Where were you?
In Poole Shopping Centre in Dorset.
Oh, I've been there.
And it took about 6 security men to come and take me out.
Hang on, so you're going down on the escalator?
Yeah, my shoelaces are undone, and then it got caught in the bottom step, and I was like, oh, God.
So you're standing by now at the bottom, unable to move because your shoelace is caught?
Yeah.
And there are people coming towards you?
Piling on top of me.
Now, a quick-thinking person would have just removed the shoe.
Well, it was stuck.
Yeah, it was stuck. But, and also, like, you can't think that fast sometimes.
No, especially when hundreds of people are fighting on top of me.
Obviously, Bruce Willis would have been on it straight away and removed the shoe.
Yes.
But you're in Poole Shopping Centre and you're Reese.
And what were people saying to you?
They were just shouting, and then the security men must have seen it on the cameras, and then they just ran and pulled me out.
How many people were piled up on top of you?
I reckon there was about 50, 60.
It must have just kept going.
All coming down the stairs at once.
So it was like a mass bundle at the bottom of the the elevator.
I really want to try this. Yeah.
And I was just holding on to the sides.
You must have looked really strong. You must have looked like you were holding back a crowd. Of.
I hate to say it, but I would have loved to see that on CCTV.
Yeah,
I bet the security men loved it.
They probably sent it in to you, been framed.
Yeah.
Got 250 quid. I was going down an escalator recently on the London Underground.
Yeah.
And someone strapped from their quite large suitcase got stuck. So you now have a suitcase blocking the bottom of the escalator. And only one thing can happen from there. There's nothing these people can do. And you're travelling quite slowly towards actual carnage.
It's inevitable what's about to happen.
It's like slow motion is happening.
And you're like, no, please.
I need to avoid the suitcase. Someone press stop.
Was that the most embarrassing moment of your life?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, Reese. Well, thank you very much for introducing the show today.
It's all right.
What are you doing today?
Well, we just did a competition we hosted, The Air Factor, and we're going to a recording studio.
Whoa, hang on a minute. What's The Air Factor?
It's the radio version of The X Factor, basically.
Oh, are you on radio?
Yeah, I interviewed you, Scott, back in April.
Oh, did you? What station?
On air.
What station?
Air.
Yeah, on air. He's saying he interviewed you.
I thought you meant on air.
On the radio station called Air.
I remember that.
And how did the interview go? Good?
Yeah, it was really good.
What did he ask you, Scott?
About how I got into radio. Am I correct, Reese?
Yeah, you are.
Yes!
Well done, Scott.
Thank you. Well saved. So the Air Factor is your station's, like, talent competition?
Yeah.
Do you have a winner yet?
Yeah, we've taken the winner to the recording studio today.
Wow.
Are you doing the winner's song?
Yeah, we are.
What's the song?
I Won't Give Up by Jason Mraz.
I think I Won't Give Up is good.
Yeah.
Because they didn't give up on their dreams.
Yeah.
And they've now won the Air Factor.
Yeah.
And who is your Matt Cardle?
Claire Phelan.
Claire Phelan. And did you have a big final where loads of ticker tape got stuck in her teeth?
Well, we had a couple of special guest performances, but not people too famous.
Who'd you have?
In Elton John tribute duck, Ed Hinch, he was on BBC One's The One and Only.
So he was on doing a performance. Who else?
That was it. We had a cancellation.
Oh, who cancelled?
A Lady Gaga tribute duck.
Oh, now we know her, don't we?
Well, there's several. There's not just one. The one that I met, they wouldn't let her disco stick through security at the airport.
And she cancelled.
Yeah.
But they found their winner, Scott. Air Factor. Is Air Factor over now, then, I take it? They record the winner's single?
Yeah, and then we play it officially tomorrow on our show.
And then, of course, the big ramp-up to Christmas number one.
Yeah, hopefully.
Well, good luck with the recording of the winner's song.
Thank you, Scott.
And thank you so much for being on today.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Talking about the Air Factor with our show introducer, Reese. I like the local talent contests. You see them advertised a lot in pubs now,
yes.
Don't you? Like, there's a place in Southampton where my brother still lives, actually, called Bitten. And they have hosted at the local parish hall before Bitten's Got Talent.
Oh, no way.
Which, if you said you were the winner of, quite quickly, people would be like, oh, wow.
Yeah, if you say it quick enough, you would actually
get away
with it. Oh,
yeah, I won Bitten's Got Talent.
Do you reckon they do, like, a Bitten's Next Top Model?
That would be
amazing.
I'm not sure I'd watch that. No offence.
Well, that's massively offensive. Why wouldn't you watch
that? This week on Bitten's Next Top Model, it's leggings week. I'm only joking.
Say that.
No. I'd quite like it if they also got it wrong and they called it, like, Bitten Factor. It's like, no, you're missing a trick there.
Yeah.
You could have called it Bitten's Got Talent. The possibilities are endless, though.
Yeah, I'm just
with
trying to
Bitten.
Think. Little Bitten.
That's good.
That would be good.
Once again, a show that I'm not sure you'd want to watch.
The Great British Bake Off.
That doesn't really work at all, though. The Scott Mills Daily. I think I should apologise to Bitten quite quickly because some of my family still live there.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Before they get driven out of town. That was Wiley and Heatwave on BBC Radio 1. Radio 1 is a strange place. I saw Wiley working on reception earlier, and I don't even know why. Very strange. The Scott Mills Daily. We had a massive fail on Fern Cotton's birthday earlier.
I think we just left it a bit late.
I think we did. So she was playing Pin the Tail on Bieber with Gemma Kearney off of Weekends on Radio 1. And Fern was like, when it was Moore's birthday, he had a full orchestra and One Direction and JLS were there. I think she was a little bit disappointed. So we were going to try and jazz it up a bit by getting her a stripper. Which is you. Because all pregnant ladies love that on their birthday.
Well, all girls love it, don't they?
Well, they do, generally, for their birthday. They like a stripper. So, frantic were we upstairs trying to find a policeman's hat?
It was all hands on deck trying to find a policeman's hat. Because we have this kind of stuff lying around, generally.
There was one upstairs in the dressing up box. Who's nicked it? Like, has someone taken it for some weekend activity or something?
It was getting towards the end of Fern's show, so we had 5 minutes to source the equipment, so to speak.
So, we couldn't find a police uniform, but so we did find, like, a shell suit, which we put Chris in. All we needed, we found a banana, so you hold a banana.
What was I meant to do? You kept saying, right, take the banana. What was I meant to do with this banana?
Well, normally you'd have squirty cream, wouldn't you? Have you never seen a stripper?
What does it go down the trousers? What do I do with the...
You just put the squirty cream on the banana. Never seen that.
No, I haven't seen this.
Girls love it. So we dressed him in a shell suit, but of course, like, we did really need the policeman's hat, and we couldn't find it, and then by the time she'd spoken for the last time on her show, it was all over.
No,
we
got a hat. We got one of those St. Patrick's Day hats.
It doesn't look like a police hat, does it?
Well, we turned it inside out.
It still didn't look like a police hat.
It's the best we could do.
Should we do it tomorrow?
Really?
The idea is, should I blow it? She won't be listening. She'd be celebrating somewhere.
Yeah.
The idea was I burst in halfway through when she's talking and go, Fern, I think someone's called the police. And then you come in.
That was my cue to go to then walk in and go, hello, hello, hello.
Because all policemen say that.
As someone, and then I wasn't sure, has someone been a naughty girl?
That.
Policemen don't say that either.
They don't, but that was the idea. So we'll try it tomorrow.
Someone needs arresting.
And if anyone wants to own up in the building to stealing the policeman's hat, if you put it under my desk, I won't ask any more questions in the next 2 hours when I'm down here. Thank you. The Scott Mills Daily. Right, I'm not pointing any fingers here, but last seen on the webcam playing innuendo bingo in that policeman's hat that's gone missing, Becky.
Do you think she took it home?
For the weekend, possibly. That's all I can think of. Here's an idea from one of our listeners. Why don't we get an actual policeman, like a real-life policeman, to come in tomorrow? Come into the studio when Fern's on air. Fern's like, Ray, go on then, get him off.
Yeah.
And then promptly gets arrested
that
and taken to the station.
Imagine all the paps that are outside usually when
she
leaves.
That'd be awesome. As Fern Cotton is led away in handcuffs. And they do that thing that they only do in soaps where they put their hand on their head to put them in the car. Maybe, or maybe a blanket over her head.
Will it really annoy you if, whilst the paps are taking photos, I go out in my policeman's outfit?
Absolutely, yes.
And start. Will that annoy you?
Yeah, it would annoy everyone, I think.
I don't know. I think this is a good idea.
Right, we'll do it tomorrow. we'll do a take two on it tomorrow.
Yeah, imagine being in all the papers the next day and magazines, me in my policeman's outfit.
Yeah. If that's going to happen, we need to make it convincing. Not the shell suit that you're wearing today. With hopefully the policeman's hat that we might find at some point, but we don't know. We'll work on it. We'll do it tomorrow. So we just had our lunch. A few listeners asking how lunch was for you today, Chris.
It was lovely. Great start to the week.
Really getting to know you now, aren't they?
Well, I think they understand that I like my lunch.
If you're a regular listener, you'll know that Chris is obsessed with lunch. It's all he talks about all morning.
You've got a problem with this, though. This is what I don't understand.
You just go on about it.
It's such an important part of the day for me.
He will actually scour the online menus of places near here, and if they have the same thing on the same day that they had last week, it goes off.
Well, come on.
What, the chicken Dijon again? On a Monday? Poof.
And you make my food sound more arty than it is. It was a nice chicken meal.
Right, and what was it?
It was Dijon chicken.
With?
Some vegetables and rice.
And you told me it was polenta.
I didn't ask for polenta to be in it.
You've changed.
I haven't changed at all. I assure you, I haven't changed.
Do your friends from Pinner and Northwood know that you eat polenta now?
No, they don't. I don't want them to find out either, so...
So, Monday lunch, chicken Dijon with polenta and rice.
It was a fancy, basic chicken meal.
For those asking, there we are, there's your answer. Have you got to that point yet where you Instagram a picture of your lunch?
No, not yet. I could do.
You will. So many people do that now. It's like, really?
I don't think I would, though, because it's really hard to take decent pictures of food.
That is true. Like,
I've noticed this.
Some of the restaurants that I go to when I'm DJing in Zante, they do have pictures of food on the laminated menu. And you just think... By looking at it, I don't actually really want to eat that. It's probably quite nice, but it doesn't look good.
But that's why getting those kind of pictures is really rare. You can earn a lot of money if you can take decent pics of food.
Is there money to be made in food photography?
There is.
How do you know this?
I just know that, like, do you want to know one of the tricks of the trades?
Go on.
I'm sure this is true because someone told me. What they do is, to make it look sort of steamy and hot... Because often the food's been sitting there a while, it's quite cold.
I agree with you. You don't see amazing pictures of food that often, which is why when people Instagram their lunch, it's like, well, it just looks rubbish.
But the professionals, what they do is they microwave one of those lady things, is all I can describe it.
What, a tampoon?
yes, a tampoon, what? If you will. What they do is they microwave it.
No, they don't.
They do. They put that in the microwave and then they hide it in the meal and under the plate, and that makes it all look steamy. Seriously?
What, so they microwave a tampoon and then put it in the food?
Yes.
That's not true. Right, I want to look this up.
It is. And
so the tampoon is there in the middle of the chicken or whatever?
I've heard this is how they do it on TV as well, on like Ready, Steady, Cook. When you see steamy food, it's not that. It's a microwave tampoon.
I am not having that. I need to look this up. Right, hang on. Let me play Twin Atlantic.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
That is Twin Atlantic and Free. Well, I'm sorry, this is unbelievable. It appears to be true. Baz off of Wales says he's a food photographer, never goes to a shoot for food without a box of tampoons. Someone's saying that they varnish the food. They don't.
You
can tell me anything right now.
When you see the food on TV and that camera moves slowly across it, and it looks really nice and you try and recreate it, never happens the same.
It's like when you go into the burger restaurant after a few drinks and that amazing picture of the burger on the... You know, above the servers, you're like, I'll have that one. Then you open the carton. Whoa, not the same.
Yeah.
Amy watched a documentary on food photography. 100% true about the microwave steaming tampoons. And Peter's been on, an 18-year-old photographer from Wolverhampton. It's a well-known trick for photographers. I don't want to think about chicken with tampoons in.
Tampoon chicken law.
Enjoy your lunch.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Later on today, me and Chris are going to check out a new gym in the area.
We are, yeah. Okay.
We can go together instead of going to the pub.
Well...
Let's get Tonk for Christmas. That's your thing, isn't it?
It doesn't really work, does it? It's like... It's meant to sort of rhyme or...
They've got very competitive rates and also new machines, which we're interested in.
Well, look, we're going to go test it out anyway.
I've never been to the gym with you. Is this going to be weird?
It's going to be like a new experience for us.
There's also going to be other BBC employees there potentially because it's in the area. I find that a bit strange.
Yeah.
Like I went to Aqua Aerobics once and Claire off reception was there. And it was awkward. I had to go.
Well, she's probably listening to this now. That's you're okay. Aware.
No, it's a bit weird when you see people from work in the gym. I'm imagining, is it going to be a bit like that scene in Gavin and Stacey when Smithy and Bryn start working out together?
I hope not. But the thing is, I'm worried about what you do in the gym. I'm worried, are you a grunter?
No, I'm very quiet. What about you?
Well, it's going to be a weird one, isn't it? Because we're both going to have to start.
Well, you're the person that makes noises on massages like this. Oh, to show your appreciation.
Yeah, but I know I don't have to show you appreciation for, move on.
You don't. Anyway, let's see what it's like.
How it goes.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've just been sent the link by Chris of Smithy working out at Bryn's home gym in Gavin and Stacey, and that is going to be us.
Who's who?
I think that's me sitting down. I'm having a good go. But
this is going to be us tonight. Right, we're going to put it. We'll put it up on your Facebook.
So yeah, put it on the Facebook.
Share the love
on Scott Mills' Facebook. Definitely us.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Are we putting this Gavin and Stacey video on my Facebook?
Yeah, I've put it up already. It's brilliant.
I mean, a lot of you would have seen it, but it's just great to relive. I could hear you chuckling away there. Like,
it's too funny.
That's going to be us.
I hope not.
Yeah, you know the bit 2 minutes in where Bryn is stretching Smithy?
Yeah.
I'm not too keen on that.
Nor am I.
I'll leave that. I can stretch myself, thanks.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I don't think this gym induction thing is... Is it induction? We're just going to look round.
I think we'll go have a look round. If it's comfortable and we like it, we'll join.
I don't think it's going to be that weird because, like, we're friends. Far, far worse things have happened than this.
It's true. The more I think about it...
I've shaved you before.
You have shaved me, yeah.
You'd never had a wet shave. So there we are at my house and I did the honours. Can you wet shave now yourself?
I can, yeah.
Right, there we are. Job done.
Brilliant.
Also, we had a massage when we were on holiday with only a dividing wall between us. That was more awkward for me than for you, really, because of the noises coming over the wall.
Yeah, I think you're embarrassed about that.
That's in Tappan,
isn't it? That's weirder than going to the gym together.
That is weird. And also, I had you dressed as Lady Gaga for an internet video, which we did the other day.
Yes, which has since gone viral.
Yeah, with you cupping them on my sofa.
Yeah.
So actually, like, weirder things have happened. The one that doesn't speak is insisting that we film this gym visit later and try and recreate the Bryn and Smithy scene from Gavin and Stacey. Are we up for that?
Could be a laugh.
I think it'd be funny.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Neo was the cause of my problems on Saturday night.
Why is that?
Because I went to play Let's Go, which is a banger, when I was playing my last gig in Zante.
Mm.
And I did end up playing the wrong track, and I played So Sick, which is a little bit slow for a Saturday night.
Oh, wow. And you usually do that other Neo one as, like, your first song when you come on, because it's really energetic.
Oh, oh, that one.
And instead it was...
It was... Doom, 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 doom. So we had a verse and a chorus of that, and then I took it off.
I like that you tried to style it out, though. Like,
I did.
Carry on playing.
Yes, like, I had that face on of, like, yep, I'm supposed to be playing this.
Yeah.
Really not. Wrong track on the Neo CD there. That was Let Me Love You Until You Learn to Love Yourself. And this is Scott Mills. It's 2:45. So, tell me about this new TV thing. Oh, I've got a brilliant one that I need to tell you about tomorrow. I haven't been watching much TV lately, but there's one show, and I reckon a lot of people will guess what it is, on Sky Living, that is my new thing.
Right, okay.
What's yours?
Mine is... It's not a new show, but I'll give you a clue. This is the theme tune.
It's like what happened in the club on Saturday.
No, this is the right choice, though. This isn't the wrong theme tune.
Same tempo. Imagine dancing to this.
It's a banger.
What is this, please?
This is the theme to Country File, which I've heard of a lot, but never watched it. And it's incredible. You must have seen this show. It's on a Sunday night.
Is this the one... Sometimes my flatmate has it on. Is this the one where they do the really long weather forecast?
Yeah, they do. This is why this show has everything. There's a weather forecast halfway through it. They talk about the most random things.
Every mansion has its impressive gardens, and the ultimate in Jacobean design is topiary.
I didn't even understand what that means.
Until Sunday night, I didn't either. Topiary. It's all about trimming bushes and garden stuff.
This is amazing.
Yes, this is topiary, and topiary is very traditional to Jacobean gardens. It's quite often in Jacobean times you came in and you read your garden, so they had themes to their topiary, like the stars and planets or myths and legends.
Topiary?
Yeah.
You're from Pinner.
It's really hard to explain, but...
What's happened to
this
you?
This show, I can't... I think it's a shame I've never seen it before. It just, for some reason, I just really get it. It's just really
I don't know what's happening to you. And over the last few weeks, can I just say, there have been a few changes that I'm concerned about as a friend.
You don't need to be concerned. Liking Country Files is a good thing.
This is one of them. It's just not like you.
There was a photo competition, which I entered.
And remember, it's up to you to vote for the overall winner. I'll be telling you how later. But meanwhile, Joe, Chris, let's get down to business.
What's the photo competition?
That's John Craven. He's an absolute lad. The photo competition.
What did you take a photo of?
No, I didn't take a photo. I just voted. If you want to know, I voted for Owl on the Prowl. I just thought it was a really...
What is that?
I just thought it was a really good picture. This show is everything. They talk about my new favourite sport, which I'm thinking of taking up, croquet. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, seriously.
I've got a clip here called Hedgehog Loving. What's that? Do I want to play that?
Yeah, go on then, yeah.
Hugh Warwick is a hedgehog-loving ecologist, but he's worried.
There was a lot about hedgehogs. I learned a bit about that.
And croquet.
And croquet.
One momentous thing for lovers of lawn sports happened here in 1866. Walter Whitmore Jones made sense of the game of croquet.
Are you now a lover of lawn sports?
I've always been a lover of lawn sports. Do you remember I took up bowls after my GCSEs
yeah.
at the time?
Because you wanted to be a world champion because you thought everyone else was 80.
But I've since learned loads of young people play bowls.
Yes, we were talking about this the other day again, weren't we?
I'm not sure if lots of people play croquet as youngsters. So I'm thinking there might be a gap in the market. This could be something that age, when I'm older, I could be the world champion of.
Right.
You again, know, similar to the bowls
I did. Again, well, yes, I agree. But again, I reckon we'll have people going, no, I play it and I'm 7. what happened with bowls.
Maybe, but I think if I get started now... I could be a world champion in this.
I like it. Go for it.
But I don't know where you get into that or start playing.
Watch more Countryfile to start with.
But that was that Helen Skelton.
Yes.
Are you aware of her?
I am aware of her.
Really, I really like her.
Yes, I like her. And Why do you like her?
Oh, well, I just thought she was an excellent presenter.
Yeah, she's very good.
As is...
I've noticed she can walk and talk.
Oh, she loves that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She does that a lot. And that's quite rare in a TV presenter, that they're able to walk and talk at the same time.
There was this fascinating bit...
Used to be on Blue Peter.
About crocodiles.
Okay.
Well, I've hunted for hedgehogs and I've searched for solitary bees, but the last leg of my journey is set to get even wilder because, believe it or not, Oxfordshire is home to the UK's largest population of crocodiles.
Can you believe that?
So this is your new jam.
And that's with the permanently happy, I've noticed, Matt Baker. Do you think he ever has a bad day?
Never. I've noticed that.
Do you think he ever gets wound up about anything?
Hello, I'm Matt Baker.
Because he's always got that kind of music behind him, you know, and he's yeah. always... Do you reckon off camera he's a monster?
Yeah, I reckon he's a right diva.
Like, throw stuff about.
That's years of being on Blue Peter, though. You just have to smile at anything.
But he's like,
we're going back to throw it out of a plane. Okay, I'm Matt Baker. That's fine.
I'm not saying anyone should, but he's the kind of guy that I reckon if you kicked him in the shins or something, he would still be like...
Hello, I'm Matt Baker. The Scott Mills Daily. Hi, Rebecca from Cumbria says, I've been to the house where Helen Skelton grew up. Is it a museum now?
Do you reckon there's one of those blue plaques?
Is it like a Skelton tour? And to your left is the kitchen where Skelton used to eat breakfast as a child.
I'd love to meet Skelton.
I would. Actually, I've met her. I met her on the Sport Relief... the year where Ben Fogle and James Cracknell carried me.
Right.
For the Sport Relief
Mile. Oh, yes, of course, yes.
Sport Relief Mile on London's busy South Bank.
Is there no way I can get on Countryfile somehow? I'll research, I'll do anything. Just a small role.
Not necessarily on screen.
Punting up the river with Skelton or so, just anything, you know?
Hedgehog loving?
Hedgehog trimming? I don't know. No.
Is this just a ploy to meet Skelton?
Hedge trimming. Or hedgehog loving.
Is she the only reason that you want to be on it?
No, not at all. I'd love to meet Matt Baker as well.
Hello, I'm Matt Baker. Still cheerful.
If he is the kind of... If he fell over, you know, he'd just start being happy about the insects that
I'm
you
fine.
See down below.
Oh, look at the centipede. Also, lol to Coldplay, nicking the... borrowing the theme tune from Countryfile. Allegedly. Same.
It is a bit, isn't it? Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. Matt Baker watch. No one's ever seen him in a bad mood. Various sightings and meetings. Bright and cheery always.
Not one text has come in.
I'd love it if he was a proper monster, though, off camera. Excuse me, Matt, can I have a photo? No! Get out of my way! And action. Hello, I'm Matt Baker.
No one
can be that cheerful all the time.
Well, maybe he is. Maybe he is the one.
I don't think so. If anyone's ever seen Matt Baker angry or even slightly irritated, can you let me know? Hello. Back to Skelton, your favourite subject. Kaylee's been on from Cumbria, and Helen Skelton lives quite near to them. Not next door, but near. And her dad insists on honking his horn in the car every time he drives past the house, which is embarrassing.
Oh, should I admit to this? I do something very similar with Faye from Steps and Lee from Steps, who both live in my area. And whenever I drive past their house, for some reason, I honk the horn as well. And
wait,
I
is
can't
this in
really
1999 or now?
No, now. And I can't explain quite why I do it.
Do they live together in a big Steps house?
No, they don't. They live. What's weird, they live in the same town, but sort of, you
not
know,
next to
several streets away.
Oh, I couldn't let it lie, could they?
It's not a nuisance thing. It's more like just a recognition of the fact they're there.
But every time you go past Faye Tozer's house, you honk the horn.
I'm sure there must be someone else.
Still now.
Like, if you know where a famous lives and you go past, you honk the horn.
Is that code? Is that like, when you know that you're outside someone famous's house, is it law to just go,
I can't
on the
really,
car horn?
I can't be. Really, it can't just be me and Kaylee.
Well, let's find out.
The Scott Mills Daily.
There has been a sighting of Matt Baker on Strictly, not smiling for approximately 4 seconds when he got a bad comment from the judges. That's all we have so far. Hello, Jack. Every time he goes past Bear Grylls' house, he has a honk.
I can understand why.
It's not just you. There's a few coming in.
Yeah.
I do the same to Beckham at Beckingham Palace. That's from Connor in Hertfordshire. Surely that's a really long driveway.
Johnny B does it when he goes past Sting's house. I like that. Yeah. It's a gold lol. Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I really wish you were with me on Friday night, Chris.
Where were you on Friday night?
I was flying to do the last of my DJ gigs in Zante, but I had to go via Athens Airport. It wasn't a good connection.
Right.
So a low point was trying to keep my eyes open at 5 a.m. on my own in Athens Airport. And I was weighing up the situations, what I could have done there, because I was knackered. Do I just chance it and go to sleep and risk my belongings being taken and not waking up for my next flight, connecting flight?
Yeah.
Or do I just sleep on top of my case and leave a note on myself saying,
"Oh, God,
please wake me up at
I would have loved to have been there for this.
Please wake me up at 5:30 a.m, lol. And hoping that someone did. I was really weighing up those options on Friday night. And if you had been there, I would have just got you to be my alarm clock and made you stay
awake. I'm glad you want me there for my company and all that.
Well, and that as well. But I was actually thinking, if I put a note on myself and lie on top of my case so people can't steal my stuff, would that actually work?
Do you remember that bad connecting flight we got not too long ago and we ended up going through security twice?
Yeah,
somehow,
that was my
where
fault.
You took me on a wrong turn.
Yeah.
And I'm not quite sure how we did this and if this shows a massive security breach or something, but we somehow managed to go through security, then exit somehow.
And then come back through security
and then
again.
Half an hour later. I was like, "Scott, I'm really tired, man. Like, let's sit down or something." He's like, "No, keep going. We're nearly there. I've been here loads of times before." Walked round the airport, seemingly, exited.
I took the wrong turn.
And that was embarrassing. You saw his face when I had to empty all my valuables again.
Again. It was the same bloke as well. And he kind
I mean,
of made
that
this,
was awful.
He kind of looked at us like, "I've seen you before."
Yeah, half hour ago.
Half hour ago. We've already been through security once. Now we're doing it again.
Weirdly, the second time I bleeped.
I know, the first time you didn't bleep at all. Nothing had changed.
Yeah, weird
like,
one.
Boop. I was like, "Oh, you beeped second time."
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Loads of people going, "Doesn't your phone have an alarm on it? Duh." But what if someone nicked my phone when I'm asleep on my case at 5 a.m. in the airport?
You should have just written that on the note.
Please don't rob me. My phone is in my pocket. Yeah, that would have worked. So wish you were there. We could have slept in shifts.
Okay.
I'll sleep till 3, then I'll do till 4. It might have worked.
Problem is, when we're overtired, we start doing really stupid things.
That is true. Do you remember we were laughing at Gavin's oven for ages?
You're going to have to explain.
We're on a plane coming back.
Oh, this isn't going to sound funny at all.
It's not funny. But those little ovens they have on planes, we were a bit tired. We found it hilarious. The amount of cheese and ham toasties that Gavin was jamming into that small oven on that plane.
It was like a Fisher-Price oven. It was like one of those, like, it looks like it was working on a light bulb.
As you said, not funny.
It took 45 minutes to heat my toastie.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And here's Charlie Sloth.
Oh, yeah!
Hi.
Hi there.
New show starting in 20 minutes on BBC Radio 1 Extra.
I can't wait.
Good to know that you're in here, though, when you're supposed to be getting ready.
I couldn't resist. I wanted to come in and I wanted us to both wear our crowns, and I forgot them at home.
Oh, did you pick up another one for me at the weekend?
Yeah, I did, actually. And I drew on the inside of it, done like little designs, so it was kind of like bespoke. And
last week, bespoke
crown.
Last week, Charlie came in wearing one of those crowns that you get after you have a certain type of meal at a burger restaurant.
Yeah.
Which I thought was quite normal. And he promised to promised to bring one in for me. Yeah. But we've got every afternoon now, Charlie Sloth.
Yep.
Hey, this and that trail of yours is quite something that they're running on BBC Radio 1 at the moment.
I actually got to hear it for the first time about 10 minutes ago.
It goes like this.
There's a lot of noises.
Yeah, I don't know why they do that to me, you know, Scott. They're trying to portray me as a lunatic.
I need to cough. Wow.
Was that after you trying to do an impression of Charlie Sloth?
Yeah.
That's what happened.
How do you do that for 3 hours?
I don't. I do that for like 10 minutes in the show, and then they just pick out the bits that I've done it for 10 minutes and use it to portray me as a lunatic.
So, big new show on Radio 1 Extra. So loads of good music and loads of Charlie Sloth. I don't know what else you could ask for, really, from a radio show.
In it?
Yeah.
Sick, fam.
It's going to be extra hip-hop, extra R&B, and for 10 minutes.
A lot of noise.
Yeah, a lot of noise.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're very pleased to welcome you in today for Oh What's Occurring, for your first show at 4pm. So, we're going to play a little game called Real or Not Real.
Love that.
With Charlie Sloth. Now, I follow this service on a popular social networking site. Mm. It's the one that rhymes with Pitter. And on this one, they send you fascinating facts, like, every 2 minutes. So now, my friends love it. I'm the talk of the pub. I'm just full of fascinating facts that you always wanted to know. With this in mind, let's play Real or No Real. What will happen here is the voice of the facts. Previously, the voice of the tweets will read out a fact. But is it? That's it. Real or not real? Is it actual fact? Or did the voice of the facts just make it up? Are we ready?
Let's go!
Okay. Real or no real to this.
A single session of lovemaking uses the same amount of energy as 7.5 hours of standing around at a cocktail party.
So, real or not real?
I'm going to have to say not real. Because, do you know why, Scott?
Go on.
I done a documentary not long ago called Fat Rappers. And they made me do a medical. They was like, look, you're fat.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to die soon, basically. So we're going to get you a medical, and we're going to see how long you're going to live for. And I said, look, I mean, I'm a beautiful-looking specimen. I'm incredibly handsome. And I spend a lot of time having sexy time.
Yes.
With beautiful women.
Yes, you do.
So that is a form of exercise.
That's true.
And he said, no. He said, you're still going to die. It's not...
Despite you lying down with a lot of ladies, you're still going to die, you big fat man.
Yeah, that's what he said. That is exactly what he said. And he said hours of sexercise doesn't equate to even an hour in the gym.
Rubbish. Well, so you're saying that's not real?
No.
Chris, I'm saying how many cocktail parties do you go to?
Yeah. And how many that last 7.5 hours?
So, yeah.
Also, when was the last time anyone went to a cocktail party? You're a London It boy. You probably go to them. Are the people just standing there drinking cocktails for 7.5 hours?
Yeah.
Are there?
I guess so, yeah.
Right.
I'm going to go, what did you say? Not real.
Not real.
I'm going to go real.
You're saying real?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
That one is true.
No way, that's a lie.
True?
That's a lie.
So,
yes. I don't believe it.
Yeah? So despite what your doctor said, go to a cocktail party for 7.5 hours, it's the same as having a little lie down with someone. Same amount of energy.
Wow.
So, Charlie Sloth is off to a flying start and gets the point. Next one, you ready?
No. I got the points for that one.
What did you?
Yeah,
I said real. Can we pretend that I got the points? All right, it's my first show.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Yeah. Can you keep score?
I'll keep score.
I've got a lot of things to do over here.
That's one to me, yeah?
Yeah, you're on.
Thanks.
Who is winning?
Charlie.
Yeah.
Right, next.
The dot over the letter I is called a tittle.
Real or not real?
Wow. Not
the
real.
Dot over the letter I is called a tittle.
A tittle?
That's not real.
I think what? I've heard this before. I'm going to say real.
What is it called then if it's not called a tittle?
A dot.
Oh, yeah. a tittle? The dot over the I?
That one is true.
Yes.
This is a stitch up.
Do I get the points for this or...
Charlie, I got it right, Scott, but do I get to keep the points or
you,
do I give them
you
to...
You get the point,
right,
yeah.
Okay.
But I'm all up for giving him the points because he's got his new show.
Yeah.
You can hand them over at the end.
All right.
Ready? Next one, real or not real?
The first prototype CD had just one track, a recording of Princess Margaret playing the triangle.
What are you saying?
I'm going to say not real. I'm definitely going to say not real,
just
in fact.
Just one track with Margaret, HRH, playing the triangle.
Ding, ding, ding.
The first prototype CD had just one track, a recording of Princess Margaret playing the triangle.
Real or not real?
That's definitely not real.
I'm on a roll. I'm going to say real.
Let's find out.
It's false.
Yeah,
oh,
there you go.
Yes.
See?
There we are. Next one. Let's go.
It's illegal in Hawaii to insert pennies into other people's ears.
That is random. That is very random. Sorry, mate, can I just put this penny in your ear?
It's a form of payment in Hawaii, isn't it?
Really?
You don't put it in your hand, in their hand, you put it in their ear.
Wow.
I've heard that.
Really?
Well, then that would suggest it isn't illegal, and I can't tell if you're joking, though. This is the problem. I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say not real.
That one is true.
Yeah.
Whoa! Hey.
Don't go sticking pennies in people's ears in Hawaii. You'll be arrested and carted off to the cop shop.
Whoa.
And next.
The gas in light bulbs smells virtually identical to certain South African white wines.
These facts are very random.
I think I've had that wine.
That's true. That is actually true.
Is it true?
Yeah.
I don't know, so I'm just going to go, not real. It's false.
Yes. Have a point, Chris.
Are you winning now, Chris?
Yeah.
Ugh.
And next.
You can say Hong Kong without moving your lips.
Hong Kong. Hong Kong.
Hong Kong. Hong Kong.
Mm. Good, now we've all tried it. What's the answer?
I still don't know.
No, it's definitely false.
12 minutes before his new show on BBC Radio 1 Extra, Charlie Sloth is trying to say Hong Kong without moving his mouth.
Not true.
Not true.
That one is true.
It is.
Hong Kong.
Hong Kong. Hong Kong. I did it there. Okay. This is the last one. Ready?
Ready.
Here we go.
Stamps are actually tasteless. The Royal Mail added the flavour in 1945 to celebrate the end of the war.
Mmm. Lovely stamp taste. Let's all celebrate the end of the war by being able
stamps.
To lick a stamp and taste the lovely flavour.
Mmm.
Mmm. What are you saying?
I'm going to say that's true.
I'm going to say not real, just because I can't identify what flavour... It is that they put on the back of the
stamps. Stamps are actually tasteless. The Royal Mail added the flavour in 1945 to celebrate the end of the war.
I'd love to see like footage of that. People celebrating the end of the war.
Licking stamps.
And just licking stamps.
What was you licking last night?
Yay!
I was licking stamps.
It was a big night.
What's your answer?
You said real.
It's true.
I'm saying not real.
It's real.
It's false.
Oh, no way!
Yes, way.
Wow.
And
really
at the
bad.
End, at the end of real or no real, the scores are like this. Don't make it up. I'll check.
No, it's all fine. Charlie 20, me 40. Result.
Well done. Now you hand your points over to Charlie because he hasn't got many and is his new show starting.
That's fair enough.
Oh, thanks, Chris. Thanks, Scott.
Yours. So thank Charlie Sloth now has how many Scott Mills points?
Well, we're adding to it is 60.
60.
60 points. How's that for you, new show?
What can I get with that? Where can I use them?
You haven't got enough of the spice rack yet, but keep saving and you can get the holiday to Mauritius.
Really?
All right.
Oh, can I come back again soon?
Again soon. Any day when you're not busy before your new show.
Okay.
All right. Have a good one then. 4 o'clock today, BBC Radio 1 Extra, the new sound of it with Charlie Sloth.
Thank you!
BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.